Now flipping over to the cetuximab side, what's your experience been with patients who get randomized to cetuximab in the adjuvant trial, the intergroup study?
Anybody who enters that trial wants to get on the cetuximab arm. I mean, they're sort of rooting for it. But at the same time, they're then dealing with the rash. The other negative, major negative, I think, to the cetuximab, it's weekly treatment, whereas the bevacizumab study was in every other week. So it's no extra visits, if you will, if you're adding bevacizumab versus the weekly cetuximab. So those two things have been the biggest deal.
Now, we also asked the same thing in terms of a patient with 15 positive nodes, and there we saw much more interest towards treatment on trial. Actually, that was the most common recommendation to patients, as well as what they would want for themselves. And again, by far, much more interest in a Bev trial than a cetuximab trial. The thing that really surprised me, and I really kind of wasn't expecting this, was at least what they said about the issue of taking Bev off study. Because, you know, I was thinking, particularly with 15 positive nodes, I'm the patient, you know, maybe I try to figure out a way to get Bev off study, and yet it's really not that common of an answer. What are your thoughts about that issue in terms of, do you have patients coming in, you know, who want to get Bev off study, and how do you deal with it?
Yeah, so actually I would say 26% of the total is pretty common for patients just going ahead and adding Bev
really?
In the adjuvant setting.
That people do that?
Yeah. I mean, your survey matches what I think is really happening out there, is that in a high number of node-positive patients, you're seeing a lot of incorporation of bevacizumab in the adjuvant setting.